from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Keith Smith of SpotTrack joined me when I filled out on ESPN Memphis yesterday. And we talked to a general about all about the NBA and so forth, but got into Bucks and Pacers and all that fun stuff, the demise of the Warriors. And this is some of what it sounded like. Not the whole interview, but some of it.
Last year, you go look at this play-in tournament. It was Bulls, Heat, same exact scenario. And the Bulls were right there with the Heat that whole game. Heat figure out a way to win it and then go all the way to the NBA Finals. I don't see that happening for the Heat this year necessarily, because it's Boston waiting on the other side of this matchup in the Celtics. And I would imagine, looking at this, the Celtics don't really care which one of these two teams show up. They should be able to move through that series relatively quickly.
Yeah, this is a very different situation. One, this Miami team this year is nowhere near as good as last year's was. And this Celtics team is one, they're healthy. The Bucks were not healthy going into last year's first round, and the Celtics team is better than that Bucks team was a year ago. So Boston absolutely should be looking at it and saying, hey, we are set up here. Anything less than a finals run is a massive disappointment for this Boston team. Everything is opened up for them. This is why you push through the regular season. This is why you try to get the top seed so that your path can be easier, and then you have a little bit of help and luck along the way to, you know, help that path. So this is about as good a chance as the Celtics are probably ever going to have with this core. Not saying they couldn't make a, you know, run in another year in the future, but this one is pretty wide open for them.
How much pressure is on Mazzulla as coach of this team? I mean, last year he kind of got pushed into it, and they did okay, fine in the playoffs. They didn't finish. This year, now after getting Drew Holiday, you get Porzingis. They're relatively healthy for the most part in comparison to maybe some other teams going into the playoffs. Is there pressure on Mazzulla, Brad Stevens hire?
Yeah, there absolutely is. I mean, he had the pressure last year, but I think the people who can be a little bit more rational about things looked at it and said, hey, well, this guy got handed the job like days before they were starting up training camp preparations because of Ime Udoka's situation, and he really had to learn on the fly, and he was not a had other assistant coaches not left last year, he probably doesn't get the job. They probably go with one of the other guys instead. So it was a spot where he's young, he's really learning on the fly here, and I think he did okay. And this year he's really shown pretty good command of what he wants to do. He set a style of play that he wants to play. He's shown a far better understanding and command of game management from game to game. So he does a, you know, pretty good job, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure on him because a lot of people are going to look and say, hey, you know, this is the best team in the league. They were historically good They're healthy. Like they should win. And that's, you know, pressure that you almost have to embrace, because if you do anything else, you run the risk of it all getting sideways on you.
For those of you that don't know, Keith Smith covers the Celtics as well as anybody covers the Celtics, and he's all about the Celtics. So that's why we talk Celtics when we talk to Keith Smith. So from that perspective, Keith Smith, tell me this. Who is that next team then, if you're Boston, that you get yourself concerned about? Is it Philly now that Joel Embiid is back? They looked good the other night against Miami.
Yeah, it's still, for me, it's still Milwaukee. If Giannis can get back, and they can get through the Pacers, which I'm starting to worry, is this going to be almost a repeat of last year where Giannis is out or very limited, and they play this team that's kind of playing with house money and has nothing to lose and, you know, runs up and down the floor, and, you know, next thing you know, it's an upset. But if Giannis can get back and be Giannis, they're still the second most talented team in the conference. I think they still have a real chance. And then other than that, yes, probably Philadelphia. The worry I have with Joel Embiid is it just feels like we're, you know, on borrowed time before he's going to go down again and end up missing time. He's clearly not himself. He is not moving well at all. He didn't move well throughout most of the game last night, and that, you know, limits Philly's upside. But they're going to be soft. Their big problem is they're going to get into an absolute rock fight battle with the Knicks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here, and that's going to be a series that I don't know whoever comes out of that on the other side how much they're going to have left in the tank.
What was the reaction of Celtics fans when Milwaukee ended up hiring Doc Rivers? Because nationally, the Bucks got killed for hiring Doc Rivers because he's a perennial choke in the playoffs and hasn't done anything like 15 years since he won a championship in Boston.
Yeah, Celtics fans have a different opinion of Doc Rivers than I think Clippers fans do, and Sixers fans and general fans, because he did pretty good with the Celtics. He, like you said, won a championship. He helped stretch a team that when they acquired Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce, they said, yeah, we'll probably have about a 3-year window with this group, and they end up stretching it to about 5 or 6. And I think what ended up happening there was a lot of that credit went to Doc Rivers. And then, you know, those teams were so good, and it was kind of, you know, almost like playing with house money the last couple of years, because it was, all right, you know, these guys, we didn't expect any of this, that people have fond memories of Doc. Everywhere else, yeah, it's been playoff chokes. It's weird rotations. He did some of the weird rotation stuff with the Celtics. Nobody loves playing an all-bench lineup in crucial minutes in the playoffs like Doc Rivers does. So, yeah, I think, you know, there's a look at it when you can be a lot more objective and say, yeah, not sure that anybody playing the Bucks is all that worried about Doc Rivers being on the other sideline coaching. It's not like you're going up against Eric Spoelstra where, you know, all right, he's going to have something prepared that we've never seen before, and we're going to have to solve it real time. It's just not who Doc is.
Let's talk about the Western Conference. Golden State Warriors knocked out. Everybody talking about, is the dynasty over? Draymond now will have an opportunity to go somewhere else. I can't believe they would bring him back. Klay Thompson, what his future holds as well. But nobody's really talking about Steph here. Everybody's assuming that Steph Curry is going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm cool going through a rebuild. Sure, yeah, why not? I'm a young guy. I can handle this, which he's not. I guess if I'm Steph at some point here, if I'm looking around and realizing Draymond's gone, Klay's gone, and I got these young dudes, don't you feel kind of like you want to go somewhere else or retire one way or the other? Because it's not going to be a quick rebuild, I can't imagine, in Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of guess I get that, but no. If I'm Stephen Curry, I am the franchise. He is the franchise. Player. He's the greatest player in franchise history. I don't know why he would ever want to play anywhere else unless it is, absolutely set up where I just have to walk in and we're title contenders. And we know in today's NBA, that's just not how it works. The super teams don't get it done like that. I also would not assume Draymond's going anywhere. I would be actually very surprised if that does play out like that. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of a market for teams clamoring to get him. And I think there's a good chance they're going to give Klay probably a 1 or 2 year deal. It'll be at about half of what he makes now. Some of that will be a thank you for your service payment there. But, Klay, people are writing the guy off, and he still averaged 18 points per game and shot almost 40% from three. Those are still pretty good numbers, even if he's not the guy he was. So I don't think they're headed into a real rebuild. I think what they're going to do is they're going to cut some salary by cutting Klay's contract basically in half on his next one. I think Chris Paul is going to be gone. That's going to lower them quite a bit in what they owe out towards the luxury tax. May even put them in a position to make a few other moves. And then they'll do some resetting around the edges. And I think the Warriors are also going to look at it and say, hey, if we didn't have Draymond's nonsense, and we all know if there's another incident like anything like what he had, he's just going to be gone for good. That'll be how it'll play out. I think they're looking at it and saying, we would have won a few more games, and then we're a 50-win team. We're not in the play-in, and we're there. This team was not, bad, per se. So I think we're just in a spot where they're going to reset, and they'll continue to reset year over year until Steph says, all right, I've had enough. I'm going to retire, and then that's when they'll rebuild.
There he is, Keith Smith, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily.
Here, and that's going to be a series that I don't know whoever comes out of that on the other side, how much they're going to have left in the tank.
What was the reaction of Celtics fans when Milwaukee ended up hiring Doc Rivers? Because nationally, the Bucks got killed for hiring Doc Rivers because he's a perennial choke in the playoffs and hasn't done anything like 15 years since he won a championship in Boston.
Yeah, Celtics fans have a different opinion of Doc Rivers than I think Clippers fans do and Sixers fans and general fans, because he did pretty good with the Celtics. He, like you said, won a championship. He helped stretch a team that when they acquired Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce, they said, we'll probably have about a 3-year window with this group, and they end up stretching it to about 5 or 6. And I think what ended up happening there was a lot of that credit went to Doc Rivers. And then, those teams were so good, and it was kind of, almost like playing with house money the last couple of years, because it was, all right, these guys, we didn't expect any of this, that people have fond memories of Doc. Everywhere else, yeah, it's been playoff chokes. It's weird rotations. He did some of the weird rotation stuff with the Celtics. Nobody loves playing an all-bench lineup in crucial minutes in the playoffs like Doc Rivers does. So, yeah, I think, there's a look at it when you can be a lot more objective and say, yeah, not sure that anybody playing the Bucks is all that worried about Doc Rivers being on the other sideline coaching. It's not like you're going up against Eric Spoelstra where, all right, he's going to have something prepared that we've never seen before, and we're going to have to solve it real time. It's just not who Doc is.
Let's talk about the Western Conference. Golden State Warriors knocked out. Everybody talking about, is the dynasty over? Draymond now will have an opportunity to go somewhere else. I can't believe they would bring him back. Klay Thompson, what his future holds as well. But nobody's really talking about Steph here. Everybody's assuming that Steph Curry is going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm cool going through a rebuild. Sure, yeah, why not? I'm a young guy. I can handle this, which he's not.
I guess if I'm Steph at some point here, if I'm looking around and realizing Draymond's gone, Klay's gone, and I got these young dudes, don't you feel kind of like you want to go somewhere else or retire one way or the other? Because it's not going to be a quick rebuild, I can't imagine, in Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of guess I get that, but no, if I'm Stephen Curry, I am the franchise. He is the franchise, player. He's the greatest player in franchise history. I don't know why he would ever want to play anywhere else unless it is, absolutely set up where I just have to walk in and we're title contenders. And we know in today's NBA, that's just not how it works. These super teams don't get it done like that. I also would not assume Draymond's going anywhere. I would be actually very surprised if that does play out like that. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of a market for teams clamoring to get him. And I think there's a good chance they're going to give Klay probably a 1 or 2 year deal. It'll be at about half of what he makes now. Some of that will be a thank you for your service payment there. But, Klay, people are writing the guy off, and he still averaged 18 points per game and shot almost 40% from three. Those are still pretty good numbers, even if he's not the guy he was. So I don't think they're headed into a real rebuild. I think what they're going to do is they're going to cut some salary by cutting Klay's contract basically in half. On his next one, I think Chris Paul's going to be gone. That's going to lower them quite a bit in what they owe out towards the luxury tax. May even put them in a position to make a few other moves. And then they'll do some resetting around the edges. And I think the Warriors are also going to look at it and say, hey, if we didn't have Draymond's nonsense, and we all know if there's another incident like anything like what he had, he's just going to be gone for good. That'll be how it'll play out. I think they're looking at it and saying, we would have won a few more games, and then we're a 50-win team. We're not in the play-in, and we're there. This team was not, bad, per se. So I think we're just in a spot where they're going to reset, and they'll continue to reset year over year until Steph says, all right, I've had enough. I'm going to retire, and then that's when they'll rebuild.
There he is, Keith Smith, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.